So, standing in for us this morning for the regular Prime Minister's slot on Morning Report is the Education Minister, Chris Hipkins. Good morning, Mr. Hipkins.
Good morning.
All right, on the issue of trade, so we've got an enhanced deal with China, no deal with India. We already export nearly 22, a quarter of our exports to China. Is there not a real risk here that we're putting all our eggs in one basket again with China and that creates problems?
I mean, there's no question that China is a very large economy in our part of the world. So, of course, our trading relationship with them is going to be very important. It's always going to be very important. Of course, we want to continue to broaden our trade base. That's one of the reasons why we are going into RCEP and other agreements like that, because we want to continue to grow our export markets, diversify our trade, and create more opportunities.
But we haven't had success there, really, have we, given that the big prize there is India and we're not getting anywhere?
Well, I mean, I think we've got 15 countries effectively not quite signed up to a deal, but agreed on a deal. Yes, we knew that there was always going to be a challenge with India, and particularly the relationship, I think, between India and China, and that was going to create some interesting challenges going through. We'll keep working through that, but we've got real hope, I think, that we can make good progress on this.
The issue is, though, as we become more and more economically dependent on China, it continues to create problems when other issues crop up. Think Huawei or Hong Kong protests, for example. And you're seeing this in your area, aren't we? In education and tertiary education, ongoing issues with the likes of Massey University removing posters supporting the Hong Kong protesters. This creates a tension. And I'm just wondering, if we become more economically reliant on China, how are we going to deal with bigger issues that crop up in the future?
I think we've got a very healthy relationship with China and with the Chinese government. I think if you look in education, we've got a lot of international students coming from China to New Zealand, and we've got other increasing numbers of international students going from New Zealand into China, in recognition of the fact that it's a very important partnership for us. The New Zealand-China partnership is very important. But, of course, we have always gone into that partnership on the basis that New Zealand is an independent country with an independent foreign policy from time to time.
So should universities be pulling down posters of Hong Kong protesters?
Well, look, I mean, what universities decide to do, universities should be, places of free speech. How they choose to respond and how they choose to react is a matter for them. But at a government level, certainly New Zealand, our New Zealand government's not afraid.
But you can see how nervous
from time to time, and we do.
You can see how nervous universities, and not just universities, companies in general. Look at the MBA situation in America. Upsetting China and risking your economic relationship is huge, and we know China can turn the tap off with exports of students. It's threatened to do so in the United States.
Look, I think there's no question that we've got a significant number of Chinese international students in New Zealand. One of my messages to all of our tertiary education providers for some time has been that they need to continue to diversify their markets, and that's what they are doing. So there is a real push on for universities, polytechs, and PTEs to get students.
But New Zealand will not deviate from its principles when it comes to free speech, criticising the Uyghurs, criticising China's treatment of the Uyghurs, those sorts of issues.
No, we've always been very clear, when it comes to matters of principle, New Zealand stands firm behind our principles. We're not afraid to criticise and to be criticised when necessary.
All right. If I could move on to another issue around in your portfolio area around medical students who have been, using their internships for overseas holidays. How concerned are you about this?
Look, I think it is very concerning. I think the University of Otago have taken a pretty firm line against those students, as they should. That's exactly what I'd expect them to do. I mean, this is a pretty serious deal. Basically, I think those students have abused trust. They've acted in a way that's dishonest. That's not the sort of behaviour that you would want from people who are aspiring to enter into the medical profession or, in fact, any other profession. And so I think the university does need to be very firm about it.
Is the system in which they are receive training allowances, many thousands of dollars, it's right? Does it need to be changed in any way because of this?
Look, I imagine the universities are going to be looking at that pretty thoroughly. We've already been in communication with both of the universities who do these international medical placements. That's Otago and Auckland. The evidence that I've seen so far suggests that this is a one-off and it is an isolated case. But obviously, of course, I expect them to look very closely to make sure it's not happening anywhere else.
Just finally, Christopher Luxon, is the Labour Party quivering in its boots about the arrival of the former Air New Zealand chief executive into the National Party?
Oh, look, Christopher Luxon's a talented guy. I mean, we've worked with him on the Prime Minister's Business Advisory Council. I've worked with him on the reform of vocational education, where he was very constructive and helpful. I think he's got a lot to offer the Parliament. I hope he doesn't get afflicted by the relentless negativity of the National Party.
Well, interesting this morning, we're getting a little bit of an insight into some of his thoughts and ideas on the world. He was proposing or suggested that when it comes to the no pay or no jab, no benefits, a policy of the National Party, that it should be extended to working for families. Is that something you think has any merit?
Well, I think he's clearly after Simon Bridges' job and suggesting that Simon Bridges hasn't been going far enough in his policy pronouncements. And I think that's something the National Party, I mean, it reminds me a little bit of Don Brash when he came in and started making policy pronouncements over the top of Bill English. And I suspect the National Party have got all sorts of internal trouble.
Well, in saying all of that, you got to, this is a high-profile piece person with from Air New Zealand's chief executive. This is a sign that the National Party is regenerating and bringing in top talent.
Look, Christopher Luxon's got a lot to offer. Like I said, I think if he can maintain a positive stance, which is something that's pretty rare in the National Party at the moment, then he may well do well in Parliament. But I think the best he could aspire to is leader of the opposition.
Education Minister Chris Hipkins, thank you very much for your time. Standing in for the Prime Minister this morning, who is, of course, in Bangkok.